Well, we do have George Kahumoku on the telephone with us. This is Kalkini Norm from KAPULP 104.7 FM in Watsonville, California. George, aloha. How are you?
Aloha from Maui.
Ah, how are things in Maui?
Oh, things in Maui are really great. It's nice and sunny. I'm in Lahaina side, and you know, they had this storm that was coming through, but it's not on this side. I'm on the side that's really nice and sunny.
Well, you're going to be here, and hopefully the weather is going to be here, going to be sunny here when you come to Watsonville. You're going to be here on August 29th. You're going to be having a concert at the Henry J. Mello Center for the Performing Arts. You're also going to be doing workshops before the concert.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of interest in ukulele, so I'm going to teach, do a workshop on the slacky ukulele.
Wow, cool.
And then I think Leolani Lowry is going to do a hula workshop. I think they're going to do a wahine ili kia as a hula.
Oh, that's great.
And if they get good enough, they can perform on stage with us.
Oh, well, don't tell them that. You'll scare people away. No, but, you know, doing a hula.
I want to learn a hula. This is a wonderful time. It's a wonderful Dennis Kamakai song.
Yeah, it is. A beautiful song.
It's a song, that Dennis wrote for his wife, Robin.
Yeah. And doing hula on stage with a big group of students like that really is a lot of fun. My wife is going to be dancing for you, George. She's part of Leolani Lowry's Halal.
I remember that.
Yeah. So anyway, for all of our listeners out there, the concert will be here at the Henry J. Mello Center for the Performing Arts in Watsonville, August 29th. That is a Saturday. The workshops are from 3 to 4 p.m., and then the concert itself is going to be from 7:30 to 9:30. And you can get your tickets by going to www.activa.com, or you can go to www.mellowcenter.com. And I think there's also a phone number, 763-4047. So hope everybody comes out for the concert. But in the meantime, you've got a new CD that's out there, George. Tell us about the new CD.
Well, Bob Brosman and I have been working on the CD since 1999. We toured together in 1999. And actually, we started recording about 1997. But these are the requests from 1999. And we had 10 years of recording, and we finally said, come on, let's get it out. You know, we were recording this on the Dancing Cat label with George Winston, and, you know, everybody was standing in line, and he said, look, I can get this album out faster. Would he give it to us? So he gave us all the music and stuff that we recorded, and he said, here, you guys go do it, you know? So we remastered it. A guy, Lawrence Bryant, and his wife worked on the liner notes from Palo Alto, worked on that. And so I think, you know, it took us a long time to, we started working on it. Seriously trying to get it out two or three years ago.
Huh. Wow.
That's how long it took us to get playing.
And
we also have some violin playing from Gordon Burke and another guy, Burke, who's playing on the chorus. So it's kind of an interesting, you know, I met these guys through Bob Brosman at his house, you know, up in Ben Lomond. They had some jam sessions, up at his house next to the swimming pool.
So where did the actual recordings take place?
Well, we did a lot of the recording. When we first recorded with Bob, he was here in Hawaii on Oahu, a place called Audio Center. And then anytime I passed Juho, he'd be home in Santa Cruz. I was working on my master's in 2001 and 2003, so I was stationed pretty close to Santa Cruz. So when I was close over there, and he happened to be home, so we jumped in the studio again, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I think we recorded over 50 songs, and this is the best of the 50 that we recorded.
Yeah. And the name of the CD is called Kanivai?
Yeah, The Sound of Water. It's a song all about water songs, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Has the CD been released yet, or is it still waiting to be released?
Actually, it got released just about last week sometime.
I see. Well, hopefully you'll have some copies of the CDs with you when you come and do your concert here.
Well, we will.
Good. Because people that go to the concerts, they always like to, get the artist to autograph those CDs. You know, it really means a lot. It really means a lot to people. It means a lot to us here in this area when everybody, all the musicians from Hawaii come in. We've been blessed in the Santa Cruz area, the Monterey Bay area, to have so many Hawaiian performers. And you're one of our favorites, George. I mean, you seem to come back at least once or twice a year, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you're no stranger to California yourself. You said you've been working on your master's degree. What did you get your master's degree in?
I actually have two. One in sculpture that I got in the early 70s. And then I started teaching school again in the public school system. So, you know, I went back for my master's of education in teaching. So I went back and got that too.
Yeah, I guess that's why they call you the Hawaiian Renaissance man, because you have so many different. I mean, you're a sculptor, you're an educator, you're a musician, you're a writer. You write books, you write songs, you write poetry. You're a farmer.
Yeah, that's what I was doing before I called. I was cutting grass. it's not really grass; it's a legume we call ecua.
Uh huh.
It's a high protein, 60% protein.
Uh huh.
Instead of buying grain, you know. I cut all this grass. Probably I cut about $1,000 worth of grass.
Really? And what do you do with the grass?
And I feed it to my goats. I usually have a cow, but I just slaughtered a cow recently, so I only got goats now. So I'm just using it for my goats, meat goats.
Uh-huh.
We don't milk them or anything because we don't have the time, you know.
Uh-huh. Well,
we have about 12 females and a billy now.
Uh-huh. Well, of all the things that you do, I mean, you do so many different things. What is the thing that gives you the most pleasure?
Actually, believe it or not, pulling weeds. Our life is so, you know, hectic with the music. I'm always traveling. Every weekend, sometimes we get, you know, 15, 20 gigs in a weekend on different islands, and I just got to travel. So anytime, for me, it's really relaxing to pull weeds and to plant, you know, always planting all the time. In fact, I'm getting another area ready to plant every small little products that I run my ducks through first, and they weed everything. They eat all the grass and all the stuff. They down to nothing, to dirt. Then I come behind and I throw a couple layers of horse manure from the ranch nearby, and then I put some lime and stuff. Almost all organic. And then I cover it with some mulch from the tree trimmers, you know, the tree trimmings and stuff. And then I let it sit there, and I let the worms till it for me. I don't use a rototiller or anything, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I plant taro. But then, I multi-plant. I don't monocrop. So in the same area, I have bananas, taro, papayas, you know.
Is this at the school, or is this at your house?
Oh, I have it all over the place. I have 200 little mini gardens all over Maui, and a bunch of them on Oahu, and a bunch over in on the Big Island.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I just help my people get started, and my idea is to be self-sufficient. You know, I call them kind of like victory gardens in case there's a war or something going on. My grandfather always planted like that. You know, he planted enough food to feed 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
If the boat never came in, he could take care of 1,000 people for a whole year.
Wow!
And my farm can take care of probably about 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a small little house. It's a Hawaiian home, 6,000 square feet. I can probably take care of 25 people.
Uh-huh.
So I got taro, sweet potato, tapioca for your starches and bananas, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And for the legumes, I got peanut grass. And they actually grow the grass for the chickens and everything, so you have the protein. But then you can eat the peanuts underneath of the grass as well, you know, so... My lawn is all stuff you can eat. I have a mixture of about 20 kinds of legumes and grasses. And like even my chickens, I move my chickens every day. I have this chicken tractor, and I'm pretty much all organic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, George, you're bringing back old memories for me, because I grew up on a family farm back in Delaware. We had 50 acres that we farmed, and we also grew chickens ourselves. But it's really the farming life really is special, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of beams me a little piece. I'm not like eating fresh eggs every day.
Yeah, Nothing like fresh eggs, that's for sure. Yeah.
and then we also have the ducks that we contend with. I got a whole bunch of male ducks that we're getting ready to fatten up and slaughter. They're about, you know, no more than 3 months old, so they're really young and tender, you know.
Yeah, life's cheap on the farm, you know. You got to take them to market sometimes, right? You can't form an attachment with your ducks, can you?
Well, Nancy... was attachment with everything. So the only thing she would eat out of the animals is the duck eggs. She won't eat the chickens or the goats or even the cow we just killed, you know.
Yeah, well. Well, anyway, let's change the subject a little bit. Let's get back to the concert here a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, you and I can talk farming forever, and maybe we'll do that when I see you at when you come here to Watsonville. We'll
okay.
trade some farming stories. But
Watsonville is a farming community.
It really is. It really, really is. But you know, not everybody is tied to the soil the way that I was at one time and the way you are right now. But let's talk about the relationship that you have with Leilani Lowry and the Hula School of Santa Cruz. Tell us about the hula aspect of your music.
Well, the thing is, you know, most of Slaki, they have something called the turnaround, which is like the vamp. And the reason it's there in most all the songs, Hawaiian songs, was because it was tied into the hula. There's a relief time in there where they would what we call koholo or travel, so that they can get ready for the next verse. Yeah,
oh,
so
cool.
A lot of Hawaiian songs are kind of based around the hula.
Uh-huh.
So then most of them, you know, and then in the olden days, the hula consisted most of chanting, you know, and then voices, and then they used kala'au sticks or percussion. But later on, you know, it transferred over to melody lines, and now slacky guitar, ukulele, steel guitar, you know, it's just added to
mm-hmm.
kind of enhance the hula. So hula was always the center of Hawaiian music before, you know, Captain Cook, Captain George Vancouver arrived in the islands in the 1700s. So the hula was, you know, the center of the music. So all we did is carrying on the tradition, you know.
Yeah, and Leilani carries that tradition very well with her hula halau. She's a very...
Yeah, she's terrific. And then I met Leilani through Nancy because Nancy danced for her halau.
Oh, I see.
And then that's how I met Leilani.
I see.
And then she, you know, Leilani would learn all these songs and...
Uh-huh.
So I feel okay. I can sing them, you know. If you learn them, so and then we developed a relationship like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I know she didn't. I know all of the students from the Hula School are practicing right now for the performance, and they're all excited about you know, dancing on the 29th at the Mellow Center. Now, where if somebody is visiting the island of Maui or any of the other islands, where are you playing your music live these days?
Well, most times I have a show at Nepikiri Kai Beach Resort. It's in Napili on the west side of the island near Kanapali in Lahaina. And the show's been going for 6 years now, every Wednesdays.
Is that at a particular hotel?
Yeah, it's at the Napili Kai Beach Resort.
Okay.
And it starts at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
No, 7 o'clock you should be there, but it starts at 7:30. It's a two-hour show. I'm the host of the show.
What days of the week is it?
Every Wednesdays.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And we have a different guest artist every week, you know.
Mm-hmm. And is that where you got a lot of the music from the series of award-winning CDs that you
Yeah,
did?
What happens is because I'm a host, I get to see all these different artists, you know, Juana Salazar, Larry Kapana, Siropan, you know, all those guys. So eventually they become my friends, and we're all friends from before. So when we try to record every single song, and some songs they really stand out, so those songs that we try to get on our recording
mm-hmm,
and make a compilation album out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've done very, very well over the years, haven't they?
Yeah, we've been really blessed, you know,
yeah.
Fortunate.
Yeah, well, good. Well, we're all excited about you coming here on the 29th. Once again, George Kahumoku Jr. is going to be at the Mellow Center on Saturday, August 29th. The concert's at 7:30. Workshops are from 3 to 4. And, George, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Look forward to seeing you next week. And I'll let you get back to pulling some weeds. What the heck?
Yeah, well, I got my trailer pretty much loaded up. You know, on the Lahaina side, everything goes so well because it's really nice and sunny.
Uh-huh.
And this is the west side of the island. My side of the island is up in the mountains. And this is like sea level, you know.
Yeah.
It's up in the mountains, 1,200 feet, and it's kind of cool and everything. So everything takes longer to grow, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I come up, when I'm on my way home, I think, well, I'll just stop it. So I actually cut a whole trailer load of legumes and, you know, just weeds because goats are browsers and I like to browse through everything.
Now, are you going to take that back home with you, or is that or the
yeah, yeah. I always
oh,
stop
I see.
With my trailer, so
oh,
I'm
yeah.
putting my trailer for weeds. And then I'll actually stop one more stop. I'm going to pick up some mulch.
Uh-huh.
I have the tree trimmers all over the island. I have piles in the bushes, you know, all over the place. So when I go past, I just go over there and I got my pitchfork. I load up 14, those 50 gallons of mulch, and then I'll take that home, and I'm getting ready to plant that area. Like I said, the ducks cleaned it out, and I threw that horse manure, then I threw some lime down and some organic feather meal and some organic cane egg and also some organic chicken manure and steel manure and all that. Then neems. I use neems because I don't like the bugs.
Neem oil.
I use the neem cake,
Are there neem trees? We're getting very technical now, but are there neem trees growing in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. I got some growing in my yard.
I see. Yeah. I know about neem. See, I have a degree in entomology, so I know about neem.
Wow.
Cool. Well, George, once again, it has been a pleasure talking to you, and we're gonna have some neat conversations, you and I, when you come to Watsonville on the 29th, I can tell.
We're looking forward certainly to being...
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. I'll say aloha.
Yeah, Aloha. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my music.
Oh, George, that's what we do.
And I'm glad you're enjoying that album.
Yeah, right? we're gonna play Hei Puna Hele as soon as we get off the phone here. We're gonna play another track from Kanivai. We're gonna play Hei Puna Hele No Oe from George Kahumoku and Bob Brosman, Kanivai. So, George, aloha.
Aloha. Thank you so much, Norm.
Okay. Bye bye. Well, it's always very, very special talking to George Kahumoku Jr. He really is the Hawaiian Renaissance man. He is into so many different things, and he has so many different talents. In addition, I didn't even mention the fact that in addition to him being an award-winning musician, he is an award-winning farmer, and I think that kind of came out in the interview. I think he thinks more about farming than he does his music, but he certainly is a very talented musician.